Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Vayikra, we have 26 psukim. In this Aliyah, we begin hearing about yet another kind of korban. This is a korban chatas, a sin offering. In the next Aliyah, we're also going to hear about a korban chatas. A korban chatas there in that Aliyah is more common reasons to bring a korban chatas. In this Aliyah, we hear three less common reasons to bring a korban chatas. Number one, a kohen gadol who sins. Number two, a chatas that is brought by the Sanhedrin when they make a mistake in a psak. And number three, a korban chatas in this Aliyah that a nasi must bring, a leader who must bring when the nasi makes a mistake. As just mentioned, this Aliyah tells us about less common chatas, and the last one is about a nasi. The Torah says in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Bet, Asher Nasi Yecheta, V'yasa Achat Mikol Mitzvot Hashem Elokav, Asher Lo Teyasena Bishkaga, V'yashem, etc. Says the Torah that if a nasi does something unintentionally, commits an avera unintentionally, the nasi must bring a korban chatas. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Masechet Horiot Daf Yud. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ashrei Hador, Shehanasi shelo mevi korban al shigigato. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how lucky, how fortunate. Rashi tells us that ashrei comes from the word asher in this pasuk. The pasuk started by saying asher nasi yechata. Asher, when a ruler sins. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says not just when a ruler sins, but ashrei, lucky, fortunate is the generation where the nasi brings a korban chatas because of a mistake that he makes. And we have to ask the obvious question, what is going on here? We're happy when a nasi makes a mistake. We're happy when a nasi unintentionally commits an avera. We're happy when a nasi has to come and bring a korban chatas. What does the Gemara mean? What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mean? A beautiful answer is given by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He is the father of the Musar movement. He died in 1883. This idea, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I was not able to find it in any of the Sfarim that I have access to. If you know where it is, please, please let me know. I saw this in the Sefer Me'autzreinu Hayashan in the Vayikra volume, page 245. In any case, this is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says. He says, usually, when a person sins, when a person makes a mistake, when a person has a certain deficiency, usually, and we all do, usually we cannot see it ourselves. We must rely on our family and our friends. That's what they're there for, to politely remind us you made a mistake, to politely correct us, and to say that's not the way you're supposed to do that. You're doing something wrong. You're speaking incorrectly. You're not doing that. Whatever it is, again, very politely, very correctly, but we need people. Usually we need people that we are surrounded by to tell us, to comment that we've made a mistake. In addition to that, usually leaders are usually surrounded by people who always say, you're fine, you're fine. They want to keep their job. And so they say, oh, everything's fine. They flatter the leaders, all the advisors that surround this president or that prime minister or that king or that queen or that nasi. They always say, you're fine, you're fine. They always butter them up. They always flatter them. And what does that mean? That means that the nasi, therefore, or the president, or the prime minister, or the queen, or king, will never, ever improve themselves. It's a terrible thing. They'll never be able to look in the mirror. They'll never be able to surround themselves by people who say, you've done something wrong. I'm perfect. I'm great. Everybody that surrounds me is telling me that I'm great. So why should I correct myself? Why should I improve myself? However, says the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ashrei Hador, Shehanasi Shalom Mevi Korban Al Shigigato. How lucky are you, generation? when it turns out that you have a leader who is surrounded by people who are true advisors, who are true friends, who truly support the leader and say very politely, but also very directly, you made a mistake. You must change your ways. And how fortunate are we when we have a Nasi who surrounds himself with that those kinds of followers and brings a Korban Chatas to say, I am interested in changing. I am interested in improving. What a beautiful idea. We may not be a Nasi. We may not be a king or queen, but we are surrounded by many people. Let us make sure that we're surrounded by people who will tell us the truth when we've made a mistake, so we, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, can bring a Korban Chatas in the Beit HaMikdash. Be'ezrat Hashem, it'll be rebuilt. Be Meherav Yameinu. Have a wonderful day, everyone.